I want to leave you with something to think about. Most of you are involved with social media and other things at some point in your life. Some are more involved than others, but I want to leave you with something today to ponder, all right? Because I think it's extremely important that you hear what I'm going to tell you. You see, China has a sprawling network all over the world of people that don't actually exist. People that have been generated by AI. They're used to spread all sorts of narratives against the United States, against the vaccines, in favor of things that we shouldn't be in favor of. And it's all generated by artificial intelligence. Spamouflage is what some people have been calling it. It muddies the waters. It promotes its own interests to unwitting social media users or witless social media users. They are computer-generated people. They're not really people. They're bundles of code and AI software that has built these things. They have the illusion of personality, much like some people I went to school with. They have the illusion of personality with varying ages, genders, facial shapes, ethnicities, all of it created to catch your attention. Because the more they know about you, they know how to target you. These people have never been born. They are simply created. And the photos are basically indistinguishable from real people. Photorealistic. Imperfections that bring faces to life far beyond what we would see in video games. You never even think that it's fake. It comes across your feed on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or wherever you are. And while the cutting-edge tech of AI-generated faces has harmless applications, sure, a lot of experts say now that China is using a vast network of these virtual people to push its online propaganda campaigns, whatever they may be, wherever you are. It's used to bolster the Chinese Communist Party. They've advanced this to a point with artificial intelligence that they create profiles and people that do not exist to have conversations with you. You're talking to a created entity that learns about you or has already learned about you because we were so willing to give so much information. I'm just as guilty. Give all of this information just on request. How old are you? How tall are you? What do you like? What do you do? What hobbies are you involved with? What are your political ideas? What are your aspirations? What's your family like? We volunteered it all. You want to lose weight? You want to be taller? You want to go to England on vacation? Whatever it is, everything you put in there crafts an image of you that then they can, let me put it this way. If they're going fishing, they need the right bait. And when they know what kind of fish you are, they know how to bait the hook. And they know how to get you to take it. Because how many things pop up on your computer, on your smartphone, just pops up? You know, oh, yeah, that's something. I'm interested. Look at those shoes. Oh, I like that kind of shoe. Oh, I like that kind of movie. Right now, it just popped up on my computer screen. Clint Eastwood, American Outlaw. I like Clint Eastwood movies. I like Josie Wales. How do they know that? I don't know, but they put it right in front of me, don't they? It just popped up, just as we were talking. Fake accounts believed to bolster the Chinese state media on Facebook, with the state also deploying so-called warrior trolls to fight a pro-China PR battle all over Western civilization. The Chinese Communist Party has designs on destroying this country. We are the last beachhead for them to take over, because if they can get past the U.S., there's nothing left to stop them. A coordinated influence operation on all of these social media platforms using a mix of fake and repurposed accounts to push pro-China narratives. That's what it's all about. China's army of AI-generated people play this role to shrug off these narratives about, well, the virus didn't come from Wuhan. That's you know, tinfoil hat stuff. That didn't happen. China's doing their best to help you. China's your friend. These people that are created can fool you. Trust me on this. Computers, other computers can figure it out. But there's research now that says there is piles of evidence of a deliberate effort to distort international perceptions on significant issues, like the Uyghurs, for example, and organ harvesting that is going on every day in China on people that are still alive. Sometimes you could spot it because there might be a mistake with warped frames on glasses or an ear that doesn't look quite right, but who looks that closely? Who looks that close? Do you? Because, you know, fact of the matter is, one of the networks that was found was used to pick up on China's vaccine and warn of potential dangers of the Pfizer vaccine, saying the Chinese vaccines are safe, but, oh, Pfizer's dangerous. So are you getting fed facts? Or are these people, and I use air quotes, are these people that you're trusting, are they even real? Consider that for a moment. Are they even real? Or is China just messing with you? Something to think about, isn't it? Yeah, something to think about. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back with some final thoughts. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.